I'm North Sound meteorologist Ted Beener with a Weather Minute powered by the Everett Post. This winter season's mountain snowpack has been well below average. How much of the deficit was made up during the recent snows? The good news is the mountain snowpack made up some ground. The bad news is there is still a long ways to go before the mountain snowpack usually peaks around April 1st. According to the Northwest Avalanche Center, the Cascade snowpack improved from about 40 to 70% of average in mid-February to about 75 to 90%. The water equivalent statistics showed an improvement ranging from 60 to 75% of average. A series of Pacific weather systems are expected to move through the region through early this week, with rain in the lowlands and mountain snow above about 2,500 feet. The new snow amounts are likely to be measured in several feet. Yet long before the end of this month, the latest extended weather outlook points towards a return to warmer and drier conditions. Not good news for continuing to build up that mountain snowpack. In addition, the latest seasonal weather outlook continues to reflect solid odds of warmer than average temperatures all the way through this summer, while the odds on precipitation are tipped toward below average. This outlook implies the mountain snowpack may begin to melt off earlier than usual, leading to undesirable issues. The primary issue is water supply. For consumers, agriculture, adequate stream flows for power generation, fish, recreation, and more. Another big impact will be an extended wildfire season, starting earlier and stretching into fall. Wildfire managers, power utilities, water managers, and many others are closely monitoring the weather heading into this spring and summer. The next few weeks may provide clues on how this situation will play out for much of the rest of the year. This has been a Weather Minute. I'm North Sound meteorologist Ted Beener.